Hello and welcome to Synob Speak. This is our podcast where we talk bullshit about movies. Chantal, say hello.
Hello.
And we also have Jen on the line.
Hello.
She's our Synob Supreme. She's a welcome addition to the podcast because I get bored of talking to just you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So Jen, why don't you tell everyone what we're going to be talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about animated movies. Woohoo!
And this is Jen's idea, because she's an animation whore.
She's an animaniac.
An animaniac.
That'd be creative if that wasn't already a word.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I guess we'll, like we always do, just list style, kick it list style. And Jen, let's have you kick it off.
Oh, Lord. I'm looking at the list going, where to start? Because I have it organized in categories. It's like Disney, Pixar, Don Bluth, and then like eight other movies. I don't know how I ended up with that many.
Why don't we start with Don, good old Don, because we've got a good list of his stuff too.
But I mean, for people who don't know, who aren't as animaniac as us, should we give some kind of intro as to who he is?
Sure.
From what I understand, he worked for Disney for quite a while, and then he left, and I don't know if he started his own company, but he pretty much is the guy behind all of the animated movies that were, like, right up there, number two. Every time Disney released a movie, he would release one with his company, and it was, like, number two. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was a close rival for the Disney and the classic animated era.
Yeah, for sure.
And if we go through his movies first, I'm sure people will go, oh, yeah, I know those.
Yes.
Oh, more than likely the ones I have, people will know. For sure.
Okay.
Start with Land Before Time.
Yay! Now, there are 15 installments of this, but the original, 1988.
Only the original.
Only the original.
Wasn't number two pretty good, too, though? Like, I remember enjoying two.
I think that was the only one that's actually worth sitting through.
Yes.
The first one.
But there's one every 6 months now, and they're just straight to DVD and...
Yeah,
I was at Zellers the other day, and it was like, I was looking to find just the original, and it was like, there was 12 of other ones, so I was like, okay.
But I would bet number one is probably the most expensive one, because everyone
it is. It's like almost $30, and I'm like, it's like an hour.
Worth it.
It's like, I'm not willing to spend that much money on a movie that's an hour long.
No.
And that movie, oh man, it makes me feel so weird. It's so nostalgic.
And depressing.
Yeah.
Depressing, really.
Oh, so depressing.
I always cry when he finds the little leaf in the middle of that desert thing.
Yes.
Oh,
with
the little
drops
of
water. And I'm like, I feel sad.
Oh, it's so sad. And, you know, I know that we have to teach kids life lessons, but why, oh, why must it be so hard so young? Like, you get, like, 10, 15 years where you don't give a shit and you don't really know.
You don't have
it's
problems.
It's, like, ignorant bliss. And then, you learn that life is so... effing hard.
Yeah.
Why do we have to subject them to that at a young age? That's my rant. That's it. I'm done.
I mean, like,
I don't know, because there's so many movies that the mothers are dead.
I was just going to say that. Yes. It's always about losing the family, and they get separated, and it's
depressed,
like a world disaster.
It's awful.
Like, why can't people just have two parents, and they live?
Yeah, in the animated world, yeah. And even throughout Disney movies, there's always only one parent.
Yep. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Lion King, one dies.
Yep.
Little Mermaid, the mother's dead.
The mother is not even mentioned. We don't know anything.
We don't know anything. She might have run off with another merman and started a whole other family. Like, we don't know.
Well, I mean, she had eight kids.
She had enough.
Woman.
She had enough.
She had a nervous breakdown. Yeah.
They probably banished her somewhere.
Yeah.
She had an affair with a seagull.
We should all get together and write the script for that one. What happened
right,
to Ariel's mom?
It's Ariel's mother.
Yeah.
Well, we also have Jasmine's mom in Aladdin. We only have the Sultan. We don't have a mom.
And because she's in the dungeon.
Aladdin's an orphan.
That's
for all
why.
We know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well,
Land
in the
Before
third
Time.
Movie in Aladdin, his dad comes back.
Oh, I've never seen the third one.
No, I only saw
one
or two.
His dad comes back.
Is he also a street urchin? Does it run in the family?
Some group, like the 40 thieves, they just go in, like, steal things. And how they find him is he basically, the father shows up at Aladdin's wedding and, like, tries to, like, rob them.
So he's an outlaw.
Okay.
Yeah, basically.
So stealing right. on the streets is part of family tradition.
Yeah, with the whole group.
Yeah. Jeez.
Pretty wow. awesome.
I've only seen Return of Jafar. I saw the second one. Good that one. Was excellent.
Yep.
Never.
The third one's really good. It's actually worth seeing.
Really? The only thing that sucked is that Robin Williams didn't do the genie for any of them except for the first one.
No, he comes back in the third one.
You're kidding. He didn't do the second one, right?
What?
He didn't do the second one, though. I remember.
No, he didn't do the second one, but he does come back for the third because it was in the whole preview that Robin Williams was returning.
Oh, wow.
Once you leave, though, it's almost like you can't come back.
Yeah. Because
there was just some strange guy imitating your voice in the middle, and we're going to pretend it didn't happen.
I love that. Awesome. Okay,
but see, at least his voice was easier to imitate than, what is the guy who does Iago? I can't remember his name.
Oh, Gilbert Godfrey,
yeah. You can't imitate that.
I would say there's probably some people who do it really well because it's so out there.
It weird. Is pretty weird. Okay, I'm going to throw out another title here.
We didn't even really talk about Land Before Time.
That's, it was good enough. Good enough. Loved
it. Veered off.
Loved it. It's depressing. Moving on.
Yeah. Wait, one more comment. Didn't you feel like the vegetation was delicious? Didn't it look delicious when they were eating it?
Yeah, that giant leaf looked freaking amazing.
When they find the food, you're like, oh my god, it looks so good. I want to eat some leaves.
And
when
it's
you're
just
six.
Grass and leaves.
Yeah. Well, because
you're a kid, you'll eat anything.
Yes, and do you remember, like, we used to run in the forest and we'd make stews and stuff, which was just basically
poison berries,
grabbing a whole bunch of shit that you really shouldn't eat as a child. Mind you, we never ate it.
No, we just enjoyed
it
together.
We just wanted to cook, quote unquote, cook.
Oh yeah, and you always made mud pies and everything else.
Oh yeah, awesome. Okay, so another one that we loved by Mr. Don Bluth is Rockadoodle.
I've never seen it.
Oh!
And we're starting the list of movies I haven't seen yet.
Oh, write that down. Write that down, Jen. Rock-a-doodle. Rock-a-doodle. Let me just play you.
Musical.
Just a little snippet. Because there's some good tunes in it.
Is this like the opening number?
This is the opening. Yes, he's like an Elvis rooster.
Right, so if you didn't hear that, she said he's an Elvis rooster.
And I'm intrigued.
I know you are. He's like Slick Rick on the farm, and everyone looks out to him, and he sings, he's got a little neckerchief, and, like, his hair goes, like, you know, like the rooster thing.
Amazing.
That reminded me of another movie to add.
Oh!
Chicken Run.
Oh! Good one.
Good one. That was the Mel Gibson one, right?
Yeah.
It's the similar concept, where he's, like, the rock star of the farm.
Yeah.
I can't remember specifically what happens, though. What's the plot? Like, he leaves the farm, or... something must go wrong. There must be some conflict. I just don't remember because as a kid I was just like, I didn't care.
You just remember the song.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Okay, well, if you haven't seen it, Jen, we'll just move on because I know between all of us, we have a ton of movies to discuss. So keep it going. Go ahead.
I think I'm the only person who likes this movie, but Troll in Central Park.
I saw that in the list, but we haven't seen it.
I've never even heard of it.
It's kind of weird. This troll, basically, the whole land of trolls, they don't like anything pretty, and he basically is a green thumb and loves flowers.
Oh,
I think his voice is Dom DeLuise or something.
Oh, okay.
And so they banish him to, like, Central Park in New York City, because apparently it's lifeless there, and there's nothing pretty. So these two kids end up finding him, and I can't really remember most of the movie.
It's a Don Bluth one?
Yeah, it's a Don Bluth one. It's really good. Yeah, awesome. But every person I've ever spoken to hates the movie.
I'm sure we'd love it, but we just haven't...
It's another one that's depressing, because near the end of the movie, he gets turned into stone by this other kid who doesn't believe in him, and it's sad again.
Trolls turning into stone, eh? That's like... Ernest Scared Stupid.
No,
the troll turns the kids into stone,
into
but I just
wood.
Mean like...
Into wood.
Oh, is it wood?
Wood figurines.
Oh, okay. Scratch that. Never mind. I can't get my trolls my trolls straight here.
Do you guys have another one?
Oh, do we?
Do we?
Let's see. If we're sticking with Dawn, I think we could maybe talk a little bit about All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I actually seen that not that long ago. It's so good.
Great movie. Just bought it on DVD. It was in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Again. I think that's where I got it too, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah. A while ago.
Again, another one dealing with death and animal death to boot. I don't remember too specifically, but I do remember loving it as a kid.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. And it was just, you watch it and you're like, so sad. Why? We were exposed to so many depressing things as kids.
But I mean, it makes sense because so many kids have pets, right? And they're, you know, what do you tell your kids when their pets die?
They go to the farm.
They go, yes. Our parents told us that ours was stolen. Yeah. What the hell's
our
that?
Our rabbit actually did go to a rabbit farm because our parents actually took us there.
Okay, so it was for real?
Yeah, it was actually for real, but find out later in life that apparently rabbits died there while we were there. Got eaten by a dog.
Aww.
And I was like, well, that just ruined my happy little thing of my rabbit was going to be okay.
Aw, that's sad.
Are you pulling out candy right now?
I need licorice. Excuse me. Sorry.
Can I have one?
Yep.
Woo!
Okay, Jen, what else you got?
I have Thumbelina.
Haven't seen it.
Me neither.
How have you not seen Thumbelina?
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm shocked.
Wow.
Tell us about it.
I don't really remember it. I just know the end of the movie, she's basically meets this guy named Cornelius, and she's just really small, and he's, like, the prince of the fairies or something.
So he's gay.
No, apparently he's not.
She's
he's
a human, she's just really small, so therefore the only person her size she can fall in love with is a mystical creature.
Yeah.
Who's also small.
Sorry, prince of the fairies, I just immediately thought.
Right.
And somehow they get separated, so she goes through this whole movie of trying to find him, and at the very end of the movie she's like trying to sing the song that they sang together thinking like she's not gonna find him, and then he magically appears and asks to marry her, and they get married and she becomes a fairy herself.
See, like, why don't
so they
we
don't get big.
Why don't we teach young women then as kids that shit does not happen?
I know,
it's just not that easy. Come on now,
just sing a little tune and
you fall in love and
your dog will die, your parents are going to get divorced, but finding a man is really easy.
The continents might divide.
Oh my god.
You know what this reminds me of, though? The Secret of Nim. We didn't put that on the list, but have you seen The Secret of Nim?
No, I have. I probably seen it once when I was like a little kid, but I don't really remember it.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a Don Bluth one, but I'm pretty sure it's based on a book.
I don't know.
No, I think it actually might be a Don Bluth one.
Really?
It might be.
It was one of the first ones, I think.
I didn't see that on the Wikipedia.
Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. But yeah, it's too many animated movies.
You know what else was great, but it's not on our list? Fern Gully.
Ooh.
I love that. Another sad, depressing thing. They were destroying the forest.
Right, but you gotta teach kids. You gotta teach kids about the environment.
That's true.
It was a very early, before environmentalism was cool.
Yeah. That's true.
And doesn't the guy, he's a person and he gets really small?
I don't remember. All I remember is them chopping down trees. That's the only memory I have is the machines coming in and chopping trees.
I remember when Avatar came out, there was a lot of parallels between Fern Gully and mm-hmm. Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
It's the regular guy who meets the local.
A lot of people said it's basically the same movie.
Oh my god, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, it is a Don Bluth, Secret of Nim.
It's so good. It's so good. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Another one that's on that list is Anastasia.
Yes, and you know what?
Saw that recently.
We only watched that for the first time recently. Great movie.
It is really good.
Not as a, like, fairy tale slap happy as, like, other cartoons.
No.
You know? Very based in reality.
Yeah, like, she actually had to get to know him.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started! Oh my gosh, like, Little Mermaid? Give me a break.
Yeah, they didn't have to talk.
Don't even get me started on that shit.
Oh, that's on the Disney one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anastasia, yeah. Found that because we're, you know, living in Russia for this one, the soundtrack, the tunes were a little dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her song at the beginning, Once Upon a December.
Oh, love that song.
That's my favorite song.
Best song in the whole movie.
Because it's just so sad, and you know she's sad because she's an orphan.
Once upon a December. I don't remember. Oh, let's look it up.
YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we get that one for really cheap, too? Like, it was like HMV, like $4.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have it, too, here somewhere.
Well, let's be honest. It wasn't a huge hit.
No, but it's one of the better movies.
Mm-hmm. It was a good one.
Like, it actually had, it had, like, a good story of her trying to just figure out what happened to her family.
Mm-hmm. Is this Disney or is this Don Bluth? I'm confused.
This is Don Bluth.
Oh. I really thought this was a Disney one. No. This was fairly recent, too, wasn't it? 90s?
1997.
Yeah, it was
90s. Mm. 97.
Oh, yes. Wasn't it like Sandra Bullock or something?
Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Mm. Meg Ryan.
Although, I highly doubt she did the singing.
No.
Probably not.
Highly doubt it. Now,
some other woman got paid very little money.
Yeah, I'm just going to rattle off a few titles here that he was involved in with Disney, though.
When he was working for Disney?
Mm-hmm. Sleeping Beauty. Mm-hmm. The Sword and the Stone.
I love that movie.
The Jungle Book. Awesome. Robin Hood.
Oh, I love Robin Hood.
Yep. All great movies. He was involved in all of those.
Yep.
And then we get into, some of the stuff that he worked on.
And then he left Disney. But Disney's let go of a lot of people, and then it kind of becomes they have their own company and make really great movies, because Pixar was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who started Pixar worked for Disney, and they fired him or something, so he went and made Pixar. And
in your face, watch this.
Well, and then Disney bought Pixar, so he probably made all kinds of money.
Right. And then Disney was like, you think you're going to do that? Watch this, we'll buy you.
Exactly. Screw you, you're not going to outbeat us, we're just going to buy you out.
You're going to make money without us? Don't think so.
We may have fired you, but your money's coming back to us.
Yeah, that's right.
Can I go for, are we out of Don Bluth now?
Well, there's one more that I just wanted to mention that is animated and live action, which was Pete's Dragon. Jen, don't fucking sit there and tell me you have not seen it.
I think I seen it when I was a little kid and I don't really remember it.
Classic.
Classic. I think I know like one of the songs.
The water. Awesome movie. Highly recommend. Check it out. Although, fucking sad.
Sad, and like, you're like, he's mentally ill.
Not right.
Because he sees the dragon, right? No one else sees it. But I don't know how people wouldn't believe him, because the dragon, like, picks him up and he rides around on it. So if you saw this kid riding on this invisible thing, you'd be like, there's something to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it's a really good one. 70s.
Any more from Dawn that you'd like to talk about, Jen?
No, that was pretty much it on my list.
Okay. So we're moving out of that category.
Can I go?
Yeah,
go ahead.
the Brave Little Toaster. No? No reaction?
I haven't seen that either.
Write it down.
It's good. It's every kid's fantasy because it's all the household appliances walking and talking. I can't remember if they sing or not, but pretty much they're like they're all in the bedroom of the little boy. It's the original Toy Story, but they're not toys. I'm sorry.
Yelling in my ear hole.
I'm sorry, then move away. I feel like I'm farther from the mic. But anyway, so it's like the original Toy Story, because it's like the kid, it's like his blankie, there's a toaster, there's a lamp.
Every kid's fantasy that their stuff comes to life.
Yeah, the stuff comes to life and whatever, and then he moves and he leaves the stuff behind. And then they go on like a big adventure to go find him.
Mm-hmm.
That is like Toy Story 3.
Exactly. He grows up and he leaves, and then they want to go find him. I think they were actually, like, in a cottage, and then he leaves, and then they go find him in the city, and shenanigans ensue.
It's always shenanigans.
But, the little blankie is so cute. He's, like, a heated blankie.
Oh, yeah.
And he's, like, the baby of the gang, and the toaster is the main character, and she's brave.
Oh, we could hope.
It's really good.
You need to watch it. Brave at some point.
That's awesome.
When me and my sister were kids, we used to name all our appliances, but like the Mike, the microwave, and Toasty, the toaster.
That's creative, Mike.
Mike, the microwave, and we named everything in our house all the plants were always named Planty.
That's okay. Angie had a hamster and she called him Hammy. Yeah, real creative.
I'm creative. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this movie damages kids in that it gives them guilt over inanimate objects.
Yes.
Like, when you leave, you're like, the toaster is going to be fucking sad.
You leave lights on?
Yeah.
For the lights?
Oh, I just saw Oogie Boogie on your wall.
Go back.
Move the camera again.
I was obsessed with... Oh! Jen is an amazing artist.
A beater? A beatist?
What would be your title?
I don't know. we'll go with beater.
It's an art form with beads, right? So I see a Ghostbusters symbol there, and she's got an Oogie Boogie and all kinds of Nintendo references. Pikachu. Oh, it's awesome.
I have Pokemon there.
Jen, plug your blog that they can find the pictures of this on.
I will, don't know how to spell
your own blog. You need a lesson in marketing.
I have my own blog way out the window.
Okay, we'll come back to that before we wrap up. Have that ready so we can give you a plug.
Okie dokie, sounds good.
Okay, so what's another one you want to talk about?
Swan Princess, which I thought was by Don Bluth, and it's actually not.
Never seen it.
It's so good. It's such a funny little... When the princess was born Odette, her father and Prince Derek's mother decided that they were going to force them to be around each other all summer long, every year, to force them to get married to combine their kingdoms.
Good lesson.
Yeah.
For kids.
And, you know, all growing up, they hate each other, and then all of a sudden, she's, you know, older, and he's older, and he sees her and falls in love with her because she's pretty.
Oh, right, that's all it's now, not. Yeah.
But it's all through the first 5 minutes, that whole part is all in song.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the original, they hate each other, no wait, they love each other story?
Yep. Cool. And then some evil guy comes in and attacks her and her father. Her father dies, of course.
Oh, of course.
Of course he did. Mm-hmm.
Of course. And then she gets turned into a swan and he forces her to live in a lake, but every night she turns into a person. And her best friends are a turtle named Speedy, a frog named Jean-Bob, and a puffin that I can't remember his name.
Is it fairly recent?
No, it was probably, I would say, the 90s.
Okay.
But it's good.
But that's recent for, like, the regular animated movies?
Yes.
Mid to late 90s is still pretty recent for that kind.
That's true. But mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all in that whole era of, like, 20 animated movies a year.
Right.
Good songs?
Oh, really good songs.
Ooh. We'll have to
check
that. They
have their own little love song that they both magically know the words to, even though they're nowhere near each other.
Oh, of course. Split screen?
My whole favorite sequence is near the beginning of the movie where he's training to learn how to hunt down the monster that killed her. So it's this whole musical montage of him and his friend are, like, shooting them with arrows with, like, paintball things at the end of them, shooting all the waiters who are dressed as animals.
You know what that reminds me of?
With points.
That reminds
me of... It's like a weird archery thing.
That reminds me of the training sequence in Mulan with the song. Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. That was Donny Osmond, folks. That's a good music.
Song. I love that movie.
Fantastic.
It's like pretty much the last Disney animated one that...
Musical one, yeah.
That really had me. And then it went on to Tarzan, and I was like, done.
See, I love Tarzan because I love Phil Collins. So.
That's exactly why I checked
enough.
Out.
Fair
I was
enough.
Like, nope.
I grew up with a father who was like Phil Collins and all the light rock stuff of like the 70s and 80s.
Oh, well, listen, yes. I love adult contemporary. Just something about it, I didn't care for. Mind you, I didn't see the whole movie. I just never got into it. I don't know what it was.
More parents die in that one, too.
Right,
of course. Right off the bat,
Tarzan's
right?
Tarzan's parents die. and a cheetah dies.
Oh, awesome.
Evil cheetah dies.
What's next?
If we're going on to one with good songs, I want to talk about A Goofy Movie.
Mm. Love it!
Yes!
I forgot about it.
Yes.
Such I own a good that one. One.
Like, I watch that now. I'm 24, and I watch that one occasionally, and I go, yeah.
Yep, I start dancing.
Boy,
it
yeah.
makes me wish I was in school just so I could sing the end of the year school song.
See, my favorite was the road trip song.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one, too.
Yeah.
Or when they're going down the river.
Oh, I don't remember that one. I don't remember how it goes, anyway. But I freaking love that movie. And, like, the rock star guy. What was his
yes.
name?
I don't remember.
Oh, regardless, awesome movie.
It is. It's so good. It's so funny. And then they made the second one, and it was like, eh.
Did they? I didn't know.
Yeah, they made, it's called an extreme goofy movie.
Oh, yeah.
They were all creative with the title.
That's right.
Another goofy movie. A goofier movie.
It's like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's not even talk about that, because that one never happened.
Shitty sequels is its own podcast.
Yes.
It's a prequel, actually. If we want to get technical.
What else you got, Jen?
Beauty and the Beast. You guys probably didn't get that on Blu-ray, did you?
On Blu-ray? No, we're not Blu-ray people.
Yeah, I had to get it. I've actually, you can't see it, you guys can't see it, but on my back wall there's like the cell that it came with, because I'm a loser and pre-ordered.
Oh, so you got like the animated cell, like from the...
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was a... I love it. Another one with inanimate objects that make me happy.
Oh my God, yes.
But they're actually people. They are people.
And it's so weird, because when they turn back into adults, they all look very similar to the thing. Yes, it's kind of weird. It's like, you're supposed to be a candle.
Yeah, and what are the odds? His name was Lumiere, and Clock's name was Clocksworth.
Clocksworth.
Mrs. Potts, like...
Exactly.
Clocksworth. No, I thought he was Clocksworth.
No.
He's
They're just destined to turn into clocks and candles in a pot.
His name is Cogsworth, correct, Jen?
Yep.
And she's calling him Clocksworth.
I'm sorry. Well, cogs, because there's cogs and gears inside a clock.
Uh-huh.
Same thing.
No, not the
same
thing.
No, she didn't save herself a bet.
Damn you both.
Okay. I mean, God. I could do a whole podcast on Beauty and the Beast.
And the real good Disney ones, like Hercules, my favorite animated soundtrack ever.
Uh-huh. Disney is a whole park, guys. Let's put that
in. It is. Yeah, Disney really is. I have a question. Have you guys seen Lion King 2?
I fucking love Lion King 2.
Lion King 2 is amazing.
I was going, please say they know it and love it, because I love it.
Oh my God, it's amazing. We are one, you and I. We are like the earth and sky. I've watched that one a billion times. I loved it.
It's one of those ones, it's like, I don't know why not many people have seen it. It was so good.
Straight to DVD, right? People ignore it.
Yeah.
But I was so obsessed with Lion King that I was
Lion
willing
King
to try
too, yeah.
it. Yeah, I was like, I'm in.
And even Lion King 1.5 isn't bad.
Didn't see that one, but I have faith that it was probably pretty good.
It was pretty funny. We'll
awesome.
Give it that.
Did you see the Lion King show on Broadway by any chance?
I'd seen it in Toronto when I was like 16. We went to Toronto for a summer and we got to see it there. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, we did the same thing. We went to Toronto as young teens. I wept.
I mean, who knows? We could have been there at the same time.
Never know. Were you there in
now
the summer?
You look familiar all of a sudden.
You know that random person in the audience.
I remember you.
We cried together during the opening sequence.
Don't
you remember?
Cool. When the elephant came down? Shit.
Yeah, I know. That's what I always think. It's like, there was 4 people in that goddamn elephant.
It's brilliant.
I keep thinking, I could not walk in sync with myself, let alone looking at people.
On stilts.
I would be tripping and the elephant would be down on the ground.
Well, shit, like, you just picture, because, like, in those theaters, it's already a narrow walkway. You're like, excuse me. It's like you picture the elephant going through, like, excuse me.
Yeah, you're always going to just walk at the same time.
Chantal actually got to see the Beauty and the Beast one on Broadway, too.
I did.
Not fair.
In Toronto. That was pretty amazing. It was like watching the cartoon in front of your eyes. Like, it was really amazing.
Well, it's like Lion King was. You don't even notice the actual people.
That's true.
Yeah, you're looking at the thing on their head.
Head.
Yeah.
That you don't even realize there's a person there.
But Beauty and the Beast, they had the whole set, because it was the permanent show in Toronto, they had, you know, everything moved on the stage, like, on tracks and everything, so anywhere you were sitting, you still couldn't see the mechanics of it, so it was just like everything was coming to life. They had the cottage, Belle's cottage, her father's cottage there, and the sets were just unbelievable. Like, it was amazing.
Did they have his wood chopping machine?
Yes.
Awesome.
I love that thing.
It was amazing.
Everything you would want and hope to see, they did it. It was amazing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's your favorite song of Beauty and the Beast?
Something There.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just really impartial to the very beginning of Belle.
Oh, bonjour, bonjour. Yeah.
Bonjour, bonjour. Yeah, at work, me and one of the girls, every time it comes on our CD player, we just start singing and dancing, and we got, like, 16 kids staring at us, like, are you?
It's one of those things, like, you almost really can't pick a favorite song.
Like, because, be our guest? Come on.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love
it's one of those things you just, even Gaston was a good song.
A good song.
Good, yeah.
That's a good song.
That movie won an Oscar, didn't it? Or it was nominated for an Oscar?
I think it may have won, I don't know.
It set some kind of record for being the first animated movie to be nominated for Best Picture.
It was Tale as Old as Time, I think.
Oh, another great song, eh?
It might have won the Oscar for Best Song.
Yeah. Let's look it up, shall
we? It's one of those movies where, you know, they actually, you know, get to know each other.
Yeah, but it's also a sick, twisted concept if you think about it.
Here's the lesson that they teach girls. He could imprison you and treat you like total shit, but hold out because you can change a man eventually.
Yeah. And looks don't matter because he might get good looking in the end.
Yeah.
He could be good looking, as you know. We were taught such nice lessons as kids.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it won the Oscar for Best Original Score and
Song.
Best Song. Well, look.
Yeah.
Because it won two.
But I know nominated...
For the song Beauty and the Beast.
Nominated for Best Picture, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. All right. What else do we got here?
Have you seen the Jetsons movie?
I may have seen it when I was a kid, but I don't remember it. I'm trying to think of the same thing I'm thinking. There's some, like, the daughter's trying to become a singer or something? Or is that something totally different?
Not quite. It's, like, George gets a promotion, kind of, like a sneaky promotion on some asteroid. There's, like, some factory. I can't even explain.
This is the worst description I've ever heard.
So he takes the family there, right? And Judy's all pissed because she's leaving. The guy was like a rock star, and he asked her on a date. And then she goes there, and she meets the blue-green guy. And does any of this sound familiar?
It's sounding familiar, but...
It's really cute. Anyway, it's nostalgic for me because I saw it when I was really young. But it was a good TV-to-movie adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
I only watched it again recently because it was on the, like, On Demand, on the Rogers On Demand list. And I was like, ooh!
Jetsons!
See, we really chose movies that were outside of the Disney family.
Yeah. Because,
I mean...
It's too obvious, Disney.
Well, the thing is, if we get going on Disney, it's
You're
over.
All day.
We're going to be here all day. So.
But I do want to talk a minute about Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Because this is my probably most watched movie and my favorite movie. And it was one of those things where it was like, seen the preview, thought, you know... The preview shit. I've watched it since, and I'm like, why would you make this? It makes you not want to watch it.
That's funny, I've never seen it.
But it was one of those things sitting around on a Friday night, and me and my mom were like, oh, it's on Family Channel. We'll sit down, we'll watch it. And at the end of the movie, me and my mom looked at each other going, why has nobody seen this? It is hilarious.
Yeah, it came...
So, like, the next day, we went out and bought the VHS of it and watched it again.
We've been hearing about this one from you for a while now, and I still... Like, do we own it? I don't think
so. I just bought it recently.
Oh, yeah? Shit, we need to sit down and watch it.
Because... You need to sit down, because the preview does... I think they took the worst lines in the whole movie and stuck it in the preview.
Really?
It's like all these little things that, you know, normally they'll reference in movies. Like, they have this chase scene, but as the evil people turn around, there's, like, lines on the behind them of, like... the dotted lines that would appear on a map in, like, a montage chase scene. Mm-hmm. Except they look behind them and the patterns are on the ground. And they're just looking really confused. So, of course, then Kuzco and Kronk get to, like, the castle thing, and, of course, the bad guys somehow magically beat them there. And they're like, how did you guys beat us here? And they pull down the map, and they're like, I don't know, it makes no sense.
They just acknowledge, like, how stupid it all is.
Yeah, they just kind of acknowledge how dumb it is that the villains always beat you there, even though at the end of the montage you think they never are. It's just so great.
I know you highly recommended it, and I got on IMDb, and I was looking at their, like, the memorable quotes, right? And there's such a long page. Like, there's some movies where you only find a couple things. Right. It went on and on and on, and I was actually laughing reading them, because some of them were so funny, some of these lines, some of the dialogue back and forth, that without even seeing the movie, I was like, this is hilarious. Like, I need to see this movie. Mm-hmm. So, we will watch it.
You have to watch it. And my mom's birthday, every year, I send her the little clip of the happy birthday song they sing in this restaurant, which I get to do on the next weekend. Yay!
Oh, cool.
So it's like every year it's like I send my mom a clip of singing the happy birthday song.
That's awesome.
Yes. I need to see it. But it had like really good voices for it too. And I'm not a fan of David Spade, but he's really good at it.
Is it musical? Like, does it have songs?
Not really. There's no real songs. Okay. I don't know where you would fit a song in it.
Okay.
It's like every character's got its own little funny thing. There's like the evil woman who they refer to her as, what is it? It's uglier as old hell or something. Something close to that.
Okay, cool.
Scary beyond all reason.
I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be so good.
He'll be quoted for days.
Have you ever seen a movie called Rover Dangerfield? It's from 1991. It's a story about a dog, a Vegas show dog that goes and ends up working on a farm. And it's Rodney Dangerfield that wrote it, and he's the star, right? Like, in terms of voice work. Rover instead of Rodney?
I remember the title, and I'm sure, you know, it's one of those things I've seen. I'll see it, and I'll be like, oh, I remember this.
Look it up. Just look it up, the movie poster, even. And it might, you know.
The friggin' dog looks like him. He's got the bulgy eyes.
He's like, he's like a bigger, stumpy fat dog.
Yeah.
I remember enough of it that I can remember the dog.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, he pulls on the tie. You know, he's like, oh, tough crowd. You know, he's.
Yeah, he's totally based on the
community. It is Rodney Dangerfield the dog.
Yeah, pretty much. It's awesome. Highly recommend that one too.
Can we touch on Pixar a little?
For sure.
I think I've cried at almost every Pixar movie.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep. All three Toy Stories.
Yep.
Monsters Inc. makes me cry. Mm-hmm. Finding Nemo makes me cry.
Oh, yeah.
Life, I even cry.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he loses his mother. Did you know?
Shocking.
Up in the first 5 minutes, we're sitting in the movie theater. We're watching Up, and when the wife dies, like all you can hear are sniffles throughout the entire movie theater.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sitting with my boyfriend. He looks at me. He's like, "Why are you crying?" I'm like, "But she's dead."
It's so sad. It really
is. He's like, "But they didn't even talk." I'm like, "Who cares?" A montage can make you cry if you do it right.
Absolutely. And those Pixar fuckers know how to
make you cry.
Make you squirt some, eh?
Wow. Yeah. And even WALL-E makes me cry in that movie. There's like almost no talking.
For sure. That's a brilliant movie. Absolutely brilliant.
It's the reason I even had to go buy Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. The movie Hello, Dolly?
Yes, because they sing the song. Miss Cornelia is the song at the beginning
of WALL-E. Oh my god. I love that movie.
Just like
I couldn't sit through the whole thing.
It's amazing. Amazingly cheesy, but yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Any specific Pixar ones that you wanted to talk about?
Well, if we're gonna go like CGI, how about the Shrek movies?
Oh, mm-hmm.
Of which all of them were good.
It's DreamWorks, yeah.
Yeah, they actually were all good. I think I like the second one the best.
Me
though.
Too, fully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just something about them going to the kingdom is kind of funny.
And him being human, oh, so good. And the giant Gingy.
Mm-hmm. Giant Gingy. Love Gingy.
He was funny in the fourth one.
Like fall in love with a gingerbread cookie with his gumdrop buttons.
Now, we saw the fourth one in theaters, and when Puss eats Gingy, spoiler, in the fourth one, literally the crowd was like, people freaked out, and that was the end of Gingy.
Was it really?
Yes, but they're in, like, an alternate universe, you know? Right. Like, things go back to normal, yes. Spoiler, but.
See, I haven't seen it, so it's like,
watch it. Watch it, Jen. Good. It's really good. Really good. Well done.
I'll cry at Gingy dying.
But it's not. It's an alternate universe, so it's okay. He ends up okay in the end, and I'll spoil that shit because everyone needs to know Gingy's okay.
Gingy's okay, folks.
Gingy lives. Woohoo!
We've got a couple that are kind of again that live action mixed with animation that we really really loved. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I love that movie.
Excellent. Excellent. The weasels used to scare the shit out of me.
Wow, you're going to laugh yourself to death.
Like, that's possible? Oh my God. They were terrifying. And the big baddie, which was... Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah.
Yes.
With his bulgy eyes, and he's like, hey, bitch, your eyes!
It was terrifying. Scary. Terrifying.
He gets flattened by the steamroller.
The judge, what was his name? I don't know. Anyway, amazing
movie. I always find it funny that they made Jessica Rabbit look like, it's one of those things, it's like, she would actually look like that in real life, and men would just fall for her.
Her ankles would just snap.
Well, yeah, it makes no sense, right?
Her feet are teeny tiny.
She would also probably just fold over in half. Because her waist is, like, you know, the size of my wrist, and then she has, like...
She
giant triple... Knockers.
Giant... Thank you. Exactly. Giant knockers.
Yeah, but I think she's, like, undisputedly, like, the hottest cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
And that's fair enough, and she was...
Why don't you do it?
And then she had the sultry voice of, what's her name? What's that actress's name?
I don't know.
You know her. She was in War of the Roses. What's her name?
Oh,
and we're drawing a blank.
Oh my God.
You know who that is.
Yeah, I like that. You know who that is. The girl in the movie.
Come on, what's her name?
What in the hell is her name? We can't move on. Just a sec. Google. What is her name? That's going to drive me crazy. And she looks like hell now. But she was in her prime.
Mm-hmm.
She was a very good looking woman.
Here we go. Her name is
Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner.
Oh, okay.
Perfect.
Who is the voice of Jessica Rabbit? Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And also another one is Osmosis Jones. Did you see that one?
I have seen it. Another one I just don't remember.
Listen,
but I have seen it.
I have a problem with Osmosis Jones. I went through a period where it was all I could watch. It was like. Back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
And I'm talking at age 23. Like, this is not...
last year.
This is not when I was 14. Last year, I went on a period because I always put on a movie before bed, right? And it's just like my lullaby. And it's all I wanted to watch. I wouldn't change it for anything. It's fucking hilarious.
And now you can't watch it again.
Oh, no. It's got a special place in my heart, for sure. But, like... it's almost like it's the punniest movie ever, because it's like this whole civilization inside his body, right? So it's like everything has to do with parts of the body, whatever. Yeah. It's like I caught something new every time. Even billboards in the background, like it was like, join the protest for peace in the middle ear. You know, funny shit like that in the background where it's funny. It's funny.
What movie have you rewatched the most obscene amount of times?
That would probably be Emperor's New Groove and I think I gotta say Mulan, because I love it.
I did so many rewatches.
Awesome. I think that's kind of everything that we had. Did you have anything else?
I still have a few. I'm curious if you guys remember this, because it was from the 80s. It was called The Last Unicorn.
Oh, familiar. Ooh. Familiar. Honestly, though, don't quite remember.
No. I haven't seen it since I was a little kid. Like, I have the DVD, and it's been one of those things where... I know I'm going to be depressed watching it, so I haven't bothered to put it in yet, because I'm like, I know I'm going to be sad.
Does the unicorn lose his mother?
No. No, it's just the last one ever.
That's
it's
depressing.
It's the last unicorn.
Okay, well, that's equally as sad.
So it's going on a search to see if he can find other unicorns. And
okay.
But the reason I want to watch it again, it had all the music is done by a group called America, which was one of my dad's, like, favorite groups when I was a kid.
Okay.
So it was one of those things I'll be like, I like the songs. It'll be like Phil Collins.
Cool. There's no shame in that.
But I think Michelle Pfeiffer's in it and somebody else. I can't remember. It's one of those things I haven't seen since I was, like, 8, but I seen the movie one day and I was like, I remember watching this a lot as a kid and I don't remember a single frame of it.
I bet you it's one you could watch on YouTube.
Probably.
What else you got?
This one's really, really dorky, but I loved the first two Pokemon movies.
I've
never seen anything Pokemon.
I am such a dork.
And by the way, don't ever intro something with us with, this is so dorky, but.
Yeah, please.
It's fine. There is no judgment in this in this gang, just whatever it is, it's fine.
This is a safe space.
Did I not just say I've rewatched Osmosis Jones a million times in my 20s?
Yeah.
That is true. I don't know why, it was just something about, yet again, they're sad and there's lots of almost killing of monsters and I don't know, I watched all the shows, I seen like the first like four movies, I still play the game occasionally.
I just don't get it.
I have Pokemon stuff around my house.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they about? I don't understand. What is Pokemon? Entirely, I don't know what any of it means. Gotta catch
basically,
them all, okay.
People capture these monster things and they fight other monsters and other people with them.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. It was a video game, and then they're like, Japan was like, oh, it's a video game. People love it. We'll make tons and tons of shows and tons of movies.
And merchandise.
Cards and merchandise. And it's been going on since I was like 13, and it's still around.
I love how it's Japan just decided.
They're first of all weird.
Good?
There we go.
Okay,
cool. Anyway, I just saw the funniest episode of South Park that parodied all the Pokemon stuff, and it was exactly how I feel about it, because all the parents in South Park were watching their kids get obsessed with it, and the parents had a meeting, and they were like, what the fuck is this shit? I don't understand why my kid's making me buy this stuff.
Well, what's sad is they just came out with a new game the other week, and I already want to get it.
like what is it, like a PlayStation game? Or like a computer game?
Nintendo DS.
Okay.
I'll sit there and probably play it forever.
I get the concept more in video game format because it's like, you know, little battles, like Mortal Kombat kind of thing, right? You're fighting each other.
They do different things, but I don't know, there's something about, I watched all the shows for the longest time, even when I was like 13.
Do you know anything about Dragon Ball Z? Is it related to Pokemon? Or is it just another weird Japan thing?
It's something different. I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Okay, so you're just strictly into Pokemon. Japan didn't get you
Are
fully,
they rivals?
Right?
Is Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z rivals?
Pretty much, yeah. I think it's Dragon Ball Z is kind of like for the older people, where Pokemon is like for when you're 8.
Okay.
And that's
and
what
I'm
you
25,
like.
And I'm still like, yay!
who cares, you know?
Oh, well. Gives me something to do. Did you guys see How to Train Your Dragon?
I saw, like, 3/4 of it on a plane.
It is so good.
It was adorable what I saw. I want a dragon.
Yeah, it made me want a dragon. Toothless.
Oh, they clearly, like, modeled the dragon after dogs. The expressions and the mannerisms of the dragon. Oh, it was so cute. And gosh. I'll see anything with Jay Baruchel, too.
Mm-hmm. And they all have nice Scottish and Irish accents. It was good.
Oh, it was so good. They're Vikings. Chantal, you need to see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
Admit.
It is really good.
And that was the worst flight I've ever been on, so to say that I enjoyed the movie during the flight from hell is saying a lot.
That's good. I never take flights from hell. I've only got a 2-hour flight.
Oh, Christ. On this flight, the stewardess started screaming. It was like unexpected turbulence, and then I'm standing up, and all of a sudden the flight attendant was like, sit down anywhere you can! And I just about messed my pants, and I went flying, and I grabbed my headphones, and I ripped them out of the thing, and everybody was like, ah! I mean, like, seasoned flyers were weeping after this crazy bullshit. Anyway, it's a whole other story. But How to Train Your Dragon was good anyway.
The moral of the story is...
Did you watch it before or after the disaster?
During. That's why I've only seen 3/4, because at the 3/4 mark, I ripped my headphones out of the thing during the turbulence, and I didn't get to finish the movie.
You missed the end. Aww.
Yeah, plus I was in a state of post-traumatic stress, so I didn't finish it.
Oh my gosh. Do you have anything else, Jen, on your list?
That was pretty much it. I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas, but we talked about it at Christmas.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's
a good one.
The other one I remember that you guys mentioned was Chicken Run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that once only a few years ago, but I liked
it. It's like the stop motion.
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I think it was done maybe by the same
I people. Think it was.
Been. I wasn't into any of the Wallace and Gromit stuff, and I didn't. I think it was nice.
Oh, I almost bought that. The complete collection. That was 13, 14 bucks at Walmart.
Yeah, I think that's where I got it.
Not on, you have it on Blu-ray, but on
yeah,
the...
Yeah, and it was still like $14.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really cheap.
Yeah, I almost bought it.
It's like the best, like, stop motion animation.
I've never seen any of their stuff, but I did happen to stumble across Chicken Run just on TV or something, and I was like, this is a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be.
It is, it's really funny. It's like the little chickens on a farm trying to figure it out and escape.
British chickens, too.
Yeah, British chickens.
And then
British
the Mel Gibson chicken comes in. Rooster, sorry.
Yes.
Awesome.
I like stop motion animation. There's just something, it's weird to kind of watch, because when you sit and go, it takes them, because I watched like a whole documentary when I was a kid about, it takes them a day to do 2 seconds of a frame. Like,
it's 24 frames a second is average, so imagine like, for every 1 second of the film you're watching, they've moved the things 24 times. It's like, whenever I watch stop motion, I'm always boggled, and sometimes I'm so focused on it that I'm losing, I'm forgetting to watch. I'm just like, that's
amazing. I'm exhausted.
Well, yeah, to imagine, like, the eyebrow movements take, like, half a day.
They blink, and it's, like, 4 frames.
Yeah. Just for them to blink. And it's like, and then them moving the mouths to make the words, and
they have
individual mouths for every syllable.
Yeah, I watched a South Park documentary on how they did that, at least in the first season, before they used computers, and it was mind-boggling, all the work.
Well, yeah, the one for Wallace and Gromit, it's like, it's half an hour long, and it took 2 years to do one half-an-hour thing.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's crazy. Like, that's a lot of dedication for half an hour.
Yeah. Patience.
Yeah, which I don't have.
Nor do I. Stump the synod?
Sure, that works. I only have one, because my computer lost the rest of them.
Oh, yeah, blame the computer.
I'll blame the computer. Movie we didn't actually talk about.
All right.
Aristocats.
Ooh, that one's...
You don't like that one?
Just don't remember it.
I remember some of the songs, but...
It's good, it's like the cats, they're from Paris, and they get lost in the countryside, because the butler tries to get rid of them, because... He's mad that the woman he's worked for forever is going to give all her money to the cats.
Do you remember it?
I don't remember the plot, no.
Okay. Go ahead, give it to us anyway.
Just the question that I had was just, what year did it come out? Because I was kind of shocked when I saw what year it came out.
Say 1955. I don't know. 61.
I would say, maybe 65.
It was 1970, but I remember, as a kid seeing the preview, and I thought it was, like, from the 80s or 90s, and I was like, 1970? I was like, wow.
I had the same experience with Lady and the Tramp, because they re-released it in the 80s when I was a kid, and actually played it in theaters. And so, for the longest time, I thought that movie came out in the 80s, and it's actually, a 1950s or 1960s.
Can I interject? Home video and VHS and stuff became popular in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of older movies were coming out. So we felt like they were coming out in the 80s, but it's because
they
were
time.
Advertising, of the Aristocats on VHS.
And fully, in theaters again, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was when I seen that the other day, I was like, 1970? Man, that's old.
It is, eh? Yeah, it's true. A lot of them are
I can remember, watching it all kinds of times as a kid because we did have the VHS and...
Well, even, some of the classics, like Cinderella is 1950. Like, I remember, as a kid, just, you're so ignorant.
About time.
About timelines and stuff when you're a child. But, I just always thought everything was here and now. And so to know that to eventually learn that it came out, 40 years before I was...
Things existed before I got here?
Yeah, it's crazy. Because these things, I suppose now, but... They don't really date themselves because they're taking place in you have Cinderella. Well, that's in medieval times, So there's no real reference.
And they come from stories that you growing up. And...
Yeah, for sure. Okay, we have one question for you, and
it's a
true or false. So you've got a 50-50 shot here. The Jetsons family and the Flintstones family come together in a movie called The Jetsons Meet the Flintstones.
True or false?
It is true, because I was pretty sure there was a...
Yeah, that's right!
True. Ding, 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 ding.
And I think the only reason I remember that is because it was mentioned on an episode of The Simpsons.
Awesome.
Yeah, they were talking about crossovers, that's why.
Yeah. That's the only reason I was like, I'm going to go with true, because I think I remember that.
Yeah,
it was good, and
Did
I remember...
Did you guys see The Simpsons movie?
No.
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah?
It's just been
it's
on
just
for
like
so
a long,
long
version of the episode. Like, of an episode, it's
right.
just an hour and a half.
The show's been on so long that it's like, it's not, I'm just kind of losing respect slash interest in it.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, the other question I had for you, but now you haven't seen Rockadoodle, but I really wanted to ask you who played the king in Rockadoodle, and his name is Chanticleer. He's the rooster.
Do you have any idea who voiced him, Chantan? Or is it anyone noteworthy?
I'm not 100% sure. I mean,
probably not, because back then, I mean...
But it was 1991, so they were starting, because, like, you remember, like, Little Mermaid and that, there was no real, you know...
Well, celebrities have taken over all the jobs
That's
of, like,
the thing.
Voice artists.
Yeah. No.
Glenn Campbell, that's oh. a person. That's a...
That's a person? That is a person.
Dad knows Glenn Campbell.
Glenn Campbell.
He's a... Yes. Dad, I've walked in on Dad watching Glenn Campbell's
so,
performances.
Well, he's... Yeah, he's a musical artist.
Yeah. So is he the talking voice or just the singing voice?
Both. But,
okay.
Okay. Yeah, usually they always have one person talking and one person singing and hoping nobody notices.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he certainly wasn't a star that kids would have known.
No.
So.
But he's a noteworthy person.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's not like Lion King and JTT.
Oh, my God, JTT.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh.
I think that was the only reason kids, like, probably, like, head and over went and seen it.
Oh, and you know, he did not do his singing. He did not.
He kicked my hormones into fucking overdrive. I was 8 going.
I think the person who did his voice, like the singing voice, was a woman for the little one, I think.
You know what? I think it's the little kid. Do you remember he played Stephanie's snotty little gay friend who didn't know he was gay on Full House?
Yes.
Yes.
That kid. He was also in Little Rascals. He played the rich kid.
Yes, I think you're right.
I think that's the kid who did the singing voice.
I think you're right.
I would bet money on that. I always thought, that's what I felt like I always knew that, but I don't know if it's true.
Random trivia that we remember.
Yeah, do you remember that kid from Full House? He was like the
snotty kid.
Awesome.
Who is now gay, I would put my life savings that he is now gay.
I would as well.
He was then, but he didn't know, and neither did I.
Okay, well, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks for joining us, Jen. We'll have to do this again sometime, won't we?
Yes, we will.
All right, so visit cinemaobsessed.com for more movies.
You can email us at info@cinemaobsessed.com if you liked anything we said or didn't like or have a suggestion. And we'll put a link up to Jen's beating blog because she can't remember how to spell it. So if you want to visit and see the amazing artwork, you can just click and that's much easier.
All right, until next time.
Okay.